This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Migrant workers in Africa need labor organizations to work together in international coalitions so that they are not mistreated by employers. That is one of the goals of the East African Trade Union Confederation. The Confederation brings together labor bodies in five countries: Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Burundi, and Rwanda. Delegates from the five countries are currently attending the 102nd Conference of the International Labor Organization in Geneva. The conference runs until June 20th. The ILO is the United Nations specialized agency which is focused on matters related to work in the world. It sets minimal standards of work which its member countries are expected to respect. I talked to the head of the East African Trade Union Confederation, Francis Atwali. Mr. Atwali is also the General Secretary of the Central Council of Trade Unions in Kenya. I asked him what the Confederation was doing to help the unions in the five countries in its coalition.
I would say that we have tried to assist them both locally and with international assistance. And we have strengthened the labor movement in the region. Before that, we in Kenya, we had a strong labor movement followed by Tanzania. And what the employers were doing when we have cornered them on issues that relates to workers' terms and conditions of service, they could reallocate to other five African countries where the trade union movement was weak. But what we have done now, right away from Burundi, Rwanda, Zanzibar, Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania, we have strengthened the labor movement in those countries. So they have no escape other than following the laid down enormous industrial relations machinery, which protects both employers and workers in the region.
Are there common problems facing unions in these five countries?
Absolutely correct. We have had a problem, particularly under the East African community, on the free movements of persons and harmonization of labor laws in the region. And we are trying to pressurize our governments to allow true free movements of persons and employment so that any person and labor, so that any person can have an access in any of the five East African countries, work freely without work permits and what have you. Kenya and Rwanda, now they have a protocol agreement where Kenyan can work in Rwanda without a work permit, and Rwandese can work in Kenya without a work permit. And we want this to be extended to Uganda, Tanzania, Burundi and Zanzibar and other East African countries, so that any worker can work. For example, a Tanzanian coming to Kenya, it doesn't require to have a work permit. Recently, we had at our Tom Mboya Labour College, we had a Tanzanian who was a principal, and he didn't require any work permit. Unfortunately, he passed on recently, but he did a good job. So we are asking the Tanzanian government, the Ugandan government, and also other governments within the region to allow labor to be free so that we can be able to strengthen our working position for the purposes of spurring economic growth for the benefits of the regional people.
If the Confederation is trying to help workers gain access to all of the labor markets of the five countries, it must also be concerned with the conditions of migrant workers, correct?
Absolutely correct. Like we in the Central Organization of Trade Unions in Kenya, we have a desk for migrant workers. We protect any worker from outside who works in Kenya. And if he has any problem, we will take it up the same way we can take a Kenyan case or any case within the region. So those are some of our aims and objectives of our organization. And we work in tandem. We work closely with the Kenyan government to make sure that migrant workers are protected in our country. They are not molested. We have a lot of them from Somalia, from Ethiopia, who are working in Kenya, and those other, even from Central African countries, Congo, DRC, and so on, who are working in Kenya. But we would make sure that they are not molested, they are not harassed, as long as they are in gainful employment that is properly constituted.